The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Manny Hoffman is the founder of Printex Incorporated, an innovative marketing and printing company. Their website, www.printxgraphics.com. He's also the CEO of SmartStaff Incorporated. It's an industry leader in call center and virtual office solutions. Manny's most recent successful adventure is the creation of Steady Elevation. This is a dynamic business information portal, an online community which was developed to help businesses and business owners utilize innovations in technology, marketing, and elevate their businesses to a whole new level. His website, www.steadyelevation.net. Joining us on the line to tell us more about his entrepreneurial adventures and Steady Elevation is Manny Hoffman. Good morning, Manny.
Good morning, David.
Thank you for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
Sure. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. You've launched three successful companies in your entrepreneurial career so far. What initially led to the creation of Printex, then SmartStaff, and now Steady Elevation? Tell us a little bit about the story.
Sure. Basically, behind every business, there is a story. And eight to 9 years ago, we started Printex on a small scale doing printing and graphic design. I had a field to graphic design and marketing, you know, from early stages. And dealing with business owners and nonprofits doing their printing and the graphic design. We loved it. You know, we actually grew very, very rapidly, and we loved working for them. And, you know, doing a lot of literature for companies, you know, everybody wants to have that image with branding, which you call that. You probably have a lot of guests speaking about branding. And a lot of times you're caught with a small business owner that does beautiful branding, and there's nobody in his company to actually pick up the phone call. And the actual story, you know, behind every business, their story, which led me to open up SmartStaff in quite a few years ago, was actually a business, small business owner, husband and wife, that have a furniture workshop, which they actually manufactured furniture. And everybody knows the box stores came out, and like Staples, Office Max, and you could just go in and buy office furniture right off the shelf. And he was struggling with his business. He came to us and asked us what we could help him, and we were trying to see what's out there that he could survive. And we came up that he should actually, you know, everything is today niche marketing, and we told him he should start marketing to actual designers, which design conference rooms and, you know, offices, corporate offices, that they actually bring in special wood and special oak, and what the, you know, it has to match the walls and the floors and stuff like that. And he should start marketing and telling them that, hey, I'm specializing in doing custom furniture for offices, so, and start to get business that way. He was very happy about the idea and actually started started to see what we could do in order to promote that. So we came up doing a project, doing a brochure, doing a letter, coming up with the right names and the right, you know, the target market in order he should be able to succeed. What happened is this project was going on like 2 months. You know, we had to have very good copy. We needed to have real good pictures of product, you know, furniture he did in the past. And once the brochure came in, I remember that Thursday afternoon, the brochure came in and was done, and I wanted to call him to come pick it up to see actually a sample of the hard work we have created. And I just grabbed the brochure. I called the 800 number in back of the brochure, and his wife picked up in the train station. After a few minutes of noise, I just got disconnected. And I was thinking, you know, as being a business owner, a small business owner myself, and trying to help another small business owner, I felt, hey, we're putting in so much effort in getting this brochure out there, and it's going to drop the mail tomorrow. And as soon as people will get it, and these people are busy people, and as if they'll make one phone call to see who is on the other line, and they get a busy signal, they don't get no answer, they get a half a sentence, this is just money in the garbage. So I asked him why he has to have somebody to stand by. He says, wait a minute, I can't survive my family's needs. Should I hire someone to pick up the phones? I said, how about, I was thinking, and somehow this idea that I should have a secretary in our office answering phones for companies that do certain things, and they need somebody to be able to pick up the phone. He said, brilliant idea. I would be your first customer. And so on. The next day, I had my computer programmer actually, you know, fixing my computer underneath my desk, and the phone rang. He picked up the phone, and I told him, hey, geez, you're underneath my desk. You can't even concentrate on what you're talking. Why are you picking up that phone? He says, if I don't pick up the phone, my competition gets that phone call. And not only my, and also my customers need somebody to be able to pick up the phone when they need a, they have a problem with their computers. So I asked him yesterday, this idea, came by, and what do you think about this idea? Would you be willing to have somebody to pick up your phone calls and actually see what's important, what's not? He says, wait a minute, this is a brilliant idea. And he also said that I didn't bill my customers for 2 months already because I'm busy running around from morning to night on service calls. So if you could do something and do also somebody to incorporate the billing part, that the secretary would be able to do my billing, this is the perfect fit for a company like me. So it started to know to develop this whole story, and that's the story behind the Smart Stuff part. Now, we have been the Smart Stuff business is over 2 years now. We have, you know, we have grew tremendously. We have grown from small business owners to actually larger companies that need an outsourced call center, which companies are now in the phase of outsourcing, and people are just, our system, outsourcing is something that, people are scared about outsourcing, but there's so much advantages you could have. You could expand, you could grow, you could focus on what you need and have other people actually do the actual work. And it's not only answering phones, outbound campaigns, data entry and stuff like that, which we grew tremendously.
Wow.
And here comes the steady innovation part. And, you know, dealing with so many small business owners, not all of them became my customers, but everybody wants to see what we could help them. So they, you know, meeting with people and seeing what people are doing, and it's frustrating because I love small business. I am small business, and actually I don't like it. I don't like to call it small business. We call it growing businesses.
Right.
And I feel small business owners have so much advantages which large corporations and businesses don't have, and we'll talk about it in a few minutes, but dealing with businesses and seeing people just doing the wrong moves in the wrong times and led to real failures in the business, and that's why we say so many small business owners fail. And so we did the first conference, business conference, last year in Brooklyn, New York, which we had like 250 people. We brought some experts, and we really had a fabulous day in the Brooklyn Marriott. So we spoke about different things, what's out there, people that coach large corporations, gave some ideas to do, which people could do. And we had a phenomenal time. But people would, after the event, people would say, oh, I'm so shaken up. What is next? That's a typical question which people ask. You gave us some advice. Now, what's next? Do I have to wait till next year to come back to another conference?
Yeah.
So we decided on doing something on a more permanent basis, which that is our new website, steadyelevation.net, which we put up a portal, which we are, you know, as Small Biz America and other people, coaches, programs that's out there, and we incorporate it for small business owners, everything, instead of searching on the web, finding different things which is relevant for them, we do the hard work, we do the heavy lifting, we bring it everything in one portal. So is it the business forums and discussions? Is it business classifieds? Is it articles? Is it ask the expert questions? Is it watch a video? We have a very cool thing. We shoot videos, small, like mini workshops we posted on our site. So many different things. You know, the best thing is to tell somebody, if listeners, just to go to the site and see it for yourself. But that's the idea. And behind that is we have, so we could focus on different workshops coming along in the Brooklyn area, different teleseminars that we could do from different, you know, having different coaches on our program and see what they could benefit for small business owners.
Absolutely.
Like just talking about small business owners, you know, we could go in so many details, but my favorite article is junk. I love my junk mail. And people ask me, what do you mean you love your junk mail? I as soon as I get my mail, I throw it away in the garbage right away. What do you mean you love your junk mail? But the advantages, like I spoke before, the advantage of a small business owner versus a box in these large corporations is, I've once spoken with one of the coaches, which I think he charges like almost $1,000 an hour for consulting these large corporations. He said, yeah, a lot of times he comes up with such a brilliant ideas, and in order this should be implemented in these companies, the large companies, it could take 8 to 12 months to actually get something done, because it has to be approved, different departments, financial, marketing, and so forth.
Yeah.
And unless there is something the competition did, they have to just copy right away. But otherwise, it's going to have a long process. And the typical small business owner sees a good idea, which other companies do. He could implement it the next day on a small overhead. So that's why my favorite article is I Love My Junk Mail, is when you get junk mail, and if you're a little bit creative, you sip through it, you see different ideas which these large companies like American Express, Chase, and other companies do.
Yeah.
Is it referral programs? Is it a very good thank you language? Is it a very good promotion? You could come into the office the next day, do it yourself, or have your graphic designer do it, and get it out in the mail in 2 days from there, and start seeing money out of that campaign. So the small business owner, if he's on the right track, he could benefit so much and really, really grow very, very fast in a small overhead.
We're visiting with Manny Hoffman. He's the CEO of SmartStaff, www.mysmartstaff.com. And he's the creator, founder, and CEO of Steady Elevation, a portal and online community which was developed to help small business owners utilize innovations in technology and marketing. Manny, was it difficult to put together, or let me ask a different way, what is your approach to building the teams to execute these businesses as you build them? I'm speaking about you now.
Perfect. And what I could tell you, one of your previous Small Biz Brains episodes, you had Michael Gerber.
Right.
And Michael Gerber is one of the people that I followed on building, the strategy, how a working business is the EMIT, of course. And what I'm trying to say about that is if you have your priorities on paper or on computer, on Excel file, and you start making that what's first, what's second, what's third, who is your team, what's everybody's capabilities of doing,
yeah.
You start giving over tasks. That's the fundamental thing in small business is that you get caught that, let me do it myself, rather than teaching my assistant, teaching my secretary, teaching my receptionist. Let me do it myself because it takes faster. And the approach I took in learning from EMIT and other entrepreneurial books and stuff is that it's worthwhile teaching your employee, teaching your assistant to do something even the first time or even the second time or even the third time. It's going to take you a few minutes extra to do it, to teach them, but once they know, they'll do it. It's there is an old saying that don't give them a fish, actually teach them how to fish.
Yes.
So that's what I did, and that's the way that we could manage multiple companies. We could have successful clients, each of them, happy clients, satisfied clients. Because if you have a strategy how to juggle your time, set priorities, also give over work to other employees, and actually give them the encouragement that you have confident they'll be able to produce it, and then sit with them. Don't let them go. Just come back to them and then review the work you gave them and give them the compliment. That's something that builds a really good small business organization.
You've designed some tools that are designed to really help small business people get to the next level and take their businesses to the next level. What, in your view, is the biggest challenge that you're seeing entrepreneurs or small business owners face, whether it's in the startup phase or the expansion phase?
There's two things. The first thing I would say is excitement. Some small business owners start on a very low scale, and they're starting to get very excited. So the first thing we'll call them is, I want to get my message out there to the public. They'll go to a graphic designer, they'll go to a marketing expert, or they'll do it themselves. They'll start spending a lot of money without really having a right marketing strategy. That's the first thing. Which I had a business owner which started a new website, and he was so excited about his new website when the website almost didn't have any content. He spent $25,000 in online marketing.
Wow.
So what happened? Because somebody told him that he should start getting traffic, so as soon as he's fully launched, people will already be there. But that's not the case. You know that. People start to come and see it's an empty site, or people come to the site and it's not exciting. That's it.
That's right.
And this person, that's one of the things which actually really got me into doing the state elevation concept, is this person, after 3 months of hard working and all this energy and money spent, his site is closed down. He's now a total failure, and whatever he wants to start now, he's without a penny to his name, and also without any encouragement, because he already failed one time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is what I spoke before, is most small business owners feel that I cannot give over my responsibilities. My customer won't feel the same because they like me and they like the work I do. But if you really systemize your work, you make sure that everybody knows what's your mission and the purpose and your focus in your business, why clients come to you. You give over that message to your employees, and you make sure they deliver the same message. Although, I would say, in the beginning, it's going to be very hard. Customers have to adjust. They're used to dealing with you, and now they need to speak to other people in company. And again, that's the main thing which a lot of small business owners fail to do properly, and they lose out. Because in the end up, you explode. You reach, you reach the max, and you can't continue. If you do it on a phase that you're starting to give over now, one of the things I've implemented with other small business owners is, even though they don't want to give over all the customers to assistants, tier your customers. See, this is my top clients. This is what I want to focus during the day. These few customers, my margins are not so well. They're not top clients. This is something my assistant could. So your top customers still get the best service, the best quality. They get your private attention and so forth. But again, you're giving over the small clients to your assistant or your somebody else in the organization. That's something which small business owners face very, very tough decisions while leveraging what they need to do themselves and what they could give over for others.
Great stuff. Manny Hoffman has been our guest. He's the CEO of PrintexGraphics.com, MySmartStaff.com, and the newest addition to his arsenal of business tools, SteadyElevation.net. Manny, thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
I really appreciate it, and love your episodes.
Thank you. We'll do it again for sure.
Thank you.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.